Welcome to After Credits, part of the Popcornography podcast, the show where we review a film we've literally just left, so it's our initial thoughts on it. And myself and
Dean
have just come out of Marvel's latest
Black Panther.
Meow.
Meow.
Where do we begin?
Now, I didn't have any preconceptions or know much about the character of Black Panther.
No, I didn't.
And I didn't know really much about anything about the trailers or the storyline or anything, so I went in with it, just with a blank canvas.
We'd had the teaser, hadn't we, from Civil War? He was, you know...
Oh, yeah, he'd appeared, hadn't he?
But he not was as pretty
a main,
cool in that.
Not as a main character, just as one of the side characters. Marvel's done it again, haven't they? They've come out with a completely different feel of film. It's different to the other Marvel offerings.
Yeah, that I was going to say, because I think... A lot of them did start to kind of blend into one for a while. And then you got the kind of... The colourful... Phase 3 has become more and more colourful, a little bit more humorous. Whereas this one... seems it's its own thing, isn't it?
It is. It's an origin story, but... it's got its slow parts and it's got its action. But I really enjoyed it. And I think it's got some of the best fight scenes out of... most of the Marvel films, to be honest. It's got some really good fight scenes, one-to-one martial arts. And it was a very serious tone film as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
It was quite serious.
They had the odd bit of Marvel comedy in there, like, every now and again, which I don't think they needed in this. There was a couple of bits where it was darker and it did have a bit of a meaner tone, and then they have to throw in some little quip, and they're like, no, like...
It felt shoehorned in, didn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
I don't think it was needed for the film. I think it would have been received the same without those little quips that they put in. But
it's nice to have something serious now and again, Marvel.
They couldn't resist. Probably after the success of Thor Ragnarok, someone's come along and said, oh, we'll stick a little funny scene in here, a little funny scene in there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't overboard, though. It didn't overtake the film.
No, it didn't. And, yeah, like it still is a much more serious tone. The subject matter and what it's all about is... a lot deeper than most of these Marvel films.
And what do you think about the culture, having an all-black cast and the culture coming across in the film?
Brilliant, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I think that worked really well. You really felt like you were watching an all-black cast with African origins. That really came across.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Marvel. Whatever they touch seems to turn to gold at the moment. Yeah. I mean, they could do the more action films, the more comic-based films, and they could go totally obscene on the humour like they did with Thor Ragnarok, and everyone loves it, and then go the more serious tone with this. How would you compare it to Ant-Man, which has seen one of the weaker ones of the franchise?
It's much better. It's got a much better story to it, and it's got a lot more meaning to it. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Ant-Man. I've only watched Ant-Man once, mind, and I'm currently doing an MCU marathon and working through them all up until Infinity War comes out. So maybe giving that another chance might sway me.
It might have to watch it again as well, because The Wasp's coming out, isn't it?
Mm.
And about Doctor Strange, that's one of the lesser ones as well. Seen as one of the lesser ones compared to the main characters.
Doctor Strange had its special effects and they were very impressive. This one has a much more meaningful story. I don't think it trumps it in special effects. They were pretty impressive throughout, weren't they?
There were. Yeah, there was a lot of special effects in this and how they created the Wakanda City. And
you don't realise how much work they must actually put into it. Obviously, they've got this entire city that doesn't exist. They can't just film it in New York or... Yeah, there is a few scenes... South Korea, I think, isn't it, they're in? Where they can get a bit more in the real world. But the majority of this film exists in a completely fictional place.
It does, and...
Cast point of view?
Yeah, I think all the actors played a really good part in it.
They were amazing. I mean, my favourite was Michael B. Jordan. He was outstanding. He was the bad guy in this film. And you've always got an issue with bad guys in these films, don't you, Dean?
Yes. Yeah, because they're usually a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
Usually a bit weak.
But his reasoning for it all, like... Yeah, you can understand why he's the bad guy, but at the same time, you can... understand where he's coming from.
And then the way they brought his backstory in was quite clever, because they didn't overdo it. They just showed a short scene and linked that scene in the future.
Mm-hmm. And he looked impressive, didn't he? I mean, like, he just had that presence on the screen. And he was just ultra cool.
He was. He was a good villain. He was entertaining to watch.
Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther, did a decent enough role. The only real one that links the MCU to it is Martin Freeman. There's it's its own little film, isn't it? It's not spending 20 minutes or so runtime throwing in little hints to new films. It's not other characters.
No, it's very much a standalone film. It doesn't have huge links to everything else.
Yeah.
There'll be some payoff towards the end of the film and in the after credits that you see, but there isn't, like I said, any kind of main link throughout the film to the main Marvel universe and storylines.
I mean, the soundtrack was impressive, I guess, if you like ooh, ooh, ha, ha. Dun, 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 bongos and stuff.
I think the pacing was right.
The pacing, it was a long film, but I wasn't bored at any point.
There's one or two moments that I just saw, because it's quite slow, this part of the film, but it didn't drag me. It just ended at the right time. If that had gone on for another 10 minutes, I think it would have been too long. But yeah,
okay.
There's lots of action scenes in between.
Story really good. Has an actual reason, and it kind of resonates with today's climate a bit as well, wouldn't you say? And it's about all. I like the message.
It does. I like the message that they had there about the culture and about what happened in past history and what usually happens to discovered continents and things like that. So
it's like the world coming together and stuff like that. I think with this film being almost entirely a black cast as well, I think that also brings out the point even more. Like
it was, wasn't it? And it was strange to see, because there's, of course, have been black films before with all black casts, and black series before with most of black casts. Yeah. But to see it on the big screen, it's awful to see, but it doesn't happen as often
it doesn't
as it should.
As, no,
it doesn't, does it?
No. But it doesn't happen very often, and you do get a black super, like a black hero.
Yeah, of course you do.
There's been loads of memes and stuff online about this is the first one, and you've obviously had Wesley Snipes of
black lead actors and that. But just to see an entire cast more or less black, apart from one white person,
a bit of a breath of fresh air.
It was. There was nothing wrong with it. It was great. It was fantastic.
So, Dean, out of 5.
I'm going to say 3.5.
Ah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, it's not...
It's not a 4.
I mean, it's such an impressive... But I feel harsh. But I'd probably say the same. It's still a good score, 3.5.
It's still a very good score, 3.5. I just think it's because it's... It's not like one of the main characters, Black Panther. Like I said, we talked about, like, I would say Ant-Man and Doctor Strange, I would have probably given a 3 out of 5. So I would mark it higher than that, so 3.5. But perhaps not as high as what I was given. Certainly
not as high as
like
maybe
Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah, and Iron Man.
They were getting like 4s.
Do you think it's possible? You mentioned it when we came out of the
cinema.
You know
what I'm saving 5 for, don't you?
Infinity War. Let's hope so. I cannot wait for that. Maybe we are getting that fatigue. Maybe.
You mentioned that on the way out, and I think you're right in that. Can we get to a point where we get to Infinity War, we watch the big build-up, and then it just sort of tailors off? How are they going to keep that momentum going after the big conclusion?
What I think makes Infinity War so... exciting is that we know there's going to be a few deaths and stuff. No one's really safe. In this film, we know Black Panther is in the next Marvel film, and we know he's probably going to get numerous sequels. So, for me, it potentially damaged the film a little bit, because you know he's going to be alright. Yeah. So all the fake outs and all
the seen him in the trailers
threats.
In Infinity War.
Yeah, exactly.
He's charging with his army.
Exactly. All the threats and stuff. You're like... It's fake, though, because we know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a couple of scenes in this film where if we hadn't seen trailers and stuff for Infinity War, might have had much more of an emotional impact. Yeah. And I think that's the issue a little bit there.
It could be, but it's, in this day and age, it's so hard, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And, I mean, the world would be screaming, wouldn't they, if there hadn't been an Infinity War trailer yet?
Yeah.
So... Right, 3.5. Sorry, don't miss that half.
It's very important, that half.
It absolutely is. out of 5 for Black Panther. I'll have a full written review up on popcornography.co.uk in the next few days instead of doing my uni work. If I fail again.
It's terrible.
It's all your fault, Marvel. Yeah, we'll see you in the next after credits. Thanks for listening and we'll catch you around.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Meow.
Meow. Is that a panther or?
I don't know.
A strangled cat.